All right, and welcome to July 1st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg begins. And to quote the mightycivilwar.org, having concentrated his army around the small town of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Confederate General Robert E. Lee awaited the approach of Union General George G. Meade's forces. On July 1st, early Union success faltered as Confederates pushed back against the Iron Brigade and exploited a weak Federal line at Bartlow's Knoll. The following day saw Lee strike the Union flanks, leading to heavy battle at Devil's Den, Little Round Top, the Wheat Field, Peach Orchard, Culp's Hill, and East Cemetery Hill. Southerners captured Devil's Den and the Peach Orchard, but ultimately failed to dislodge the Union defenders. On the final day, July 3rd, fighting raged at Culp's Hill, with Union regaining its losing ground. After being cut down by massive artillery bombardments in the afternoon, Lee attacked the Union center on Cemetery Ridge and was repulsed in what is now known as Pickett's Charge. Lee's second invasion of the North had failed and had resulted in heavy casualties. An estimated 51,000 soldiers were killed, wounded, captured, or listed as missing after Gettysburg. 1874. On the west bank of the Schuylkill River, the very first zoo in America opened its doors in Philadelphia. Admission was 25 cents. It's one of the first zoos in the entire world for breeding animals that have found it difficult to breed in captivity. It has a 42-acre Victorian garden, home to more than 1,300 animals, many of them rare and endangered. The furnace Victorian gates and gatehouses at the zoo's location are the same today as they were on the day that the zoo opened, according to their website. In fact, John Penn's home is still there. He was the grandson of William Penn, founder of Pennsylvania. You know, where all the pencils come from, as Ringo Starr would say. 1928. Happy birthday, Popeye. Not the chicken place, although that's great too. The Sailor Man. Even though HistoryOrb.com gives credit to Popeye being created on July 1st, Popeye wouldn't actually show up in Thimble Theater until January 17th. He had really huge forearms and tiny biceps. Moms and dads, listen up here. According to the August 2010 edition of the Toronto Globe and Mail, a study revealed that children increased their vegetable consumption after watching Popeye cartoons. In fact, Wikipedia says that the spinach-growing community of Crystal City, Texas, erected a statue of Popeye in recognition of the character's positive effects on the spinach industry. Apparently, it was believed much more in the 1930s that spinach had a much stronger iron content than the large amounts of vitamin A that it actually has. The Popeye Picnic is held every year in Chester, Illinois, on the weekend after Labor Day. In 2004, the Empire State Building illuminated its notable tower lights green one January weekend as a tribute to Popeye's 75th anniversary in Thimble Theater, his original comic strip. In 2002, TV Guide ranked Popeye number 20th on its 50 greatest cartoon characters of all time. And speaking of popularity lists, 1970, and on with the countdown. Number 40. Casey Kasem's Top 40 debuts nationally and becomes a big hit every Sunday morning for years to come. Dedication, anyone? And that's it for July 1st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
Records in the survey this week and a brand new number one. We'll hear the latest from the Eagles, Peter Frampton, Helen Reddy, and Barry Manilow.